Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry for the line got disconnected, ma'am. This is Peter once again. So I'm really very sorry, ma'am. So what can you see on the phone screen, ma'am?
Nothing. Just telephone number.
Alright, you just open up the AnyDesk app once again.
The,
Red color application, AnyDesk. Just check.
Oh, AnyDesk. Just a minute while I find it.
And once you will get to see that 9-digit number, ma'am.
Wait a minute, I can't find
any data. Alright. I'm going to guide you, ma'am. You just open up your app. Just check, you will get to see over there any data.
Just a minute.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
I can't see any data.
Alright, you just do one thing, you just open up your app store once again. Open it up.
I did, that's what I did.
You are onto the app store?
Yes.
And in the right hand side down bottom, do you see that search?
Search, yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And in the top, do you see search panel? Just type over there, AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've done that.
And now do you see open?
Yes.
Just give a click on open.
Yes.
And now, ma'am, do you see that 9-digit number?
Yes.
Yes. And now, ma'am, once you will get to see that security warning, just give a click on accept. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox and give a click on accept once again.
Saying security warning.
Yes. Just give a, if it's a fake security warning, no need to worry, ma'am. Just give a tick mark on the tick box, then give a click on... Hello?
Hello, I can't find any desk.
Just wait. Do you see the security warning come up once again?
Yep, it's got cancelled.
Yeah, just, do you see there will be a checkbox, a blank checkbox? Then give a, then accept.
Yeah, but it won't open.
Sorry?
It won't open.
Oh, I got it. You just do, I'm just sending it once again. Now what can you see, ma'am? Do you see your
number?
Yes. And now just wait. And now once again, just try to do it.
No, it won't do it.
Do you see that checkbox, I trust this call, I aware of this risk, or I don't show this message again, anything like that?
Another person would like to access your device.
Yeah, just give a click on that, no need to be worried. Just give a tick mark on that, if it is something over there, then give a click on accept.
Look, I'm afraid I have to go out right now.
Ma'am, it won't take long, ma'am, it won't take long, okay? The connection... All right, it won't take long.
Well, we can't get anything.
I got it. All right, just wait.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what are the options you can see? Can you see there will be two blank check box? Just scroll down to the bottom. There will be two blank check boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. Checking all the blank boxes.
I've got that.
Yes, and now click on accept.
So you're not going to do anything funny to me, are you?
We are not from any exquisite company. After the first security, you will get the second security from the eBay Secure Server. It will come up
okay.
On your own screen.
I'll press accept.
And now
and
what can you see on your screen?
AnyDesk, start broadcast.
Yes, give a click on Start Broadcast, the last option.
Alright.
Have you done that now?
I'm trying to.
Yes, only click on the last option, start broadcast.
Yes, start broadcast, but it won't accept.
It will.
Doesn't want to. Oh, there we go.
Yes, now don't touch anywhere. You will get to see a black box with a timer on it. Once you see it, please tell me.
No, I haven't got that yet.
You're going to see a black box with a white with a timer on it on the middle of your screen. Do you see anything like that?
No. It's still got the start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
I have, but it won't do anything.
Okay, just wait. Maybe your internet is a bit slower. Just wait. You will get the security coming up again on your screen. Okay?
Screen broadcasting, live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user.
All right. Now, the security will come up again on your screen, okay? You will get to see the two blank check boxes. First, check in the blank box. Have you checked in the blank boxes, ma'am?
No, I haven't got that black box. It's not coming up.
There will be no black box. You will get a security on your screen. Are you getting the security now?
Live broadcast to any desk. Stop.
Scroll down the security. You will get two blank check boxes. Okay. Check in both the blank boxes first of all. Now click on accept. Click accept. The first accept.
I did.
Now, you will get another accept option from the eBay server. Click on accept.
Accept, yeah, done that.
Now, you will get to see the option start broadcast, the last option. Click on the start broadcast only, and then don't touch anywhere.
Okay.
Now, just wait. The server is verifying the ID for you. Once you get to see the black box on your screen, please tell me.
Okay.
Do you see a black box with the timer running over there and the red light?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you need to touch outside of that black box on the back white area.
Yeah, need to touch that, do I?
Yes, on the background.
Yeah, did that.
Okay. Now simply swipe up the page and come back to your regular home screen, ma'am.
Right. Done that.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Williams. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters. Okay. As because there's a security major problem has occurred, your informations are trying to be compromised by some overseas people. We need to configure that from where your informations are getting compromised, okay? So first of all, just do a thing, ma'am. You have a Safari browser, right? Please open up the Safari browser from your end.
Yeah.
Or you can open up the Google as well, whatever you want.
I'll open up Safari.
Okay. Open up a fresh page of Safari. Do you know how to do that? Or should I guide you?
No. You better guide me.
Okay. Okay, not an issue. Have a look, ma'am. At the bottom of your screen, there's a small box on the right-hand side corner. There will be small boxes. Click on the small boxes.
Done that.
Now, look at the right-hand, on the left-hand side, you will get to see a small plus sign over there. You need to give a click on that plus sign.
Cannot.
Do you see a plus sign on the left hand side bottom?
It says proceed to App Store.
No. Look at the extreme left hand side bottom corner. This is a plus sign. Give a click on it. And then you will get a new fresh page. Do you see that?
Private browsing mode.
Yes. Now, you will get to see an option Google. You need to give a click on Google.
Google. Yep. Done that.
Now, do you see anything option? It says no thanks or sign in. You will get to give a click on no thanks and then give a click on the search bar.
Okay.
Where you can type.
Search bar. Where's the search bar? Oh, there it is. Yep. Done that.
Yes. Now, you need to type over there my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
M-Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then leave a space.
Pardon?
You need to give a space.
I didn't get that.
You need to give a space, ma'am. A little bit space. Do you see the space bar on your keypad? You need to give a touch on it.
Oh, I see the space bar, yeah.
Yeah. Now type number one, numerical one.
One, yep.
Now, can you see any option? It says my 1P address location. You need to give a click on it.
My
1P address location.
Yeah, got that.
Click on it.
Yep, done that.
Now, do you see any option? It says what is my IP address location? Find out here. Give a click
yep.
on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we go further, first tell me, do you know anything about IP address, like what IP address is?
No, not really.
Okay, I will explain you. So, IP address is, ma'am, Internet Protocol Address, okay? Just have a good look on your screen. There will be written over there, what is my IP address? And just below that, you will get to see some initials over there. Do you see that?
Some numbers, yeah.
Yes, some numbers, yes. So this is your IP address, your internet protocol number, from where you use your internet. This number has been decoded for you so that you can use your internet line in a secure way. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use this IP address, okay? Now, if someone gets into your IP address, someone hacks into your IP address, they will get all your information, okay? And that's not good for you. Now look at the top of your screen. Look at the top. There will be a black bar where it says your IP and your status. What is your status, ma'am? Can you please tell me?
Your IP, your status. I can't read it. It's in red.
You can zoom that. You can zoom in.
Pardon? Zoom it. Oh, okay. Oh,
okay, you've done something wrong. Just give a click on the back arrow. Look at the left-hand side bottom. There's a back arrow. Give a click on it.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. Now, do you see your status is protected or unprotected? Please tell me, ma'am.
Just a minute, I better get up and get my glasses on.
Yes, please get your glasses. Please get your glasses.
Oh dear. What wasn't meant to be easy?
I'm just trying my best now so that I can assure you that you will lose any of your funds from your account. We don't want you to lose any of your information and your identity details by some hacker, okay? We don't want to lose your information.
Cool.
Yeah. So, now do you see...
Just a sec. Hang on.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, got my glasses.
Okay, all right.
Where's he gone?
Okay, have you got your glasses, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Now look at the top, at the very top. Do you see your status? Is it protected or unprotected, ma'am?
Unprotected.
Unprotected. It means, ma'am, someone have got into your information by hacking your IP address. Do you see what is my IP address just below that? Do you see any red alert over there?
Yes, your online activity. Yeah.
Yes, you read out for me.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else applying, well, spying on your connection.
Okay, so it's written in very clear words that someone is trying to get into your internet and they're spying your online activities, okay? So at
okay.
the moment, what the hackers are doing, they're getting into your internet line, they're spying on your internet activities and they're stealing your details. So that they can do some fraudulent transactions. Now we have this postman that you do banking with two banks, right? One is Bendigo and the another one is Westpac. Am I correct?
Yes.
Apart from these two banks, do you have any other bank account, ma'am?
Right.
You only have these two banks with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you check your statements on online, ma'am? Do you check your banking
yes.
statements on online?
Yes, I can get them online, but I don't need to worry.
Okay, that's good, ma'am. That's good. Now you can simply come back to your home screen. Just swipe up the page, come back to your regular home page, ma'am, first of all.
What about this thing here that says hide my IP address?
You don't need to touch anything over there, okay? We are just showing you all your details over there. Yeah, you don't need to do anything over there.
Okay,
just
so
come back to your home screen, yes?
Yeah, done that.
Yes. Now, listen to me very carefully. As because your informations are trying to be compromised by some hackers, you need to understand what's their main motive. Their main motive is not only your information, the main motive is as well as your account details, as well as your money. So they will try to do some fraudulent activities by doing some fraudulent transactions. So we need to check all your statements. If you see any unknown transaction over there, even if it is $1, please let me know, okay? Simply log into your bank and check all your statements, ma'am, one by one.
You want me to do that now?
Yes, I'm on the line with you. If you see any unknown transaction, please tell me. Or else, don't need to share any of your details over the call. Yes.
Why are you so bad about that $1?
If you see any unknown transaction, if it is even $1, please
tell
me. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's funny you should say that because I was looking the other week and I saw $1. And I wondered what it was about. I can't see it now, though.
If you don't see any charges, you can simply log out from there, your first bank, and log into another bank, okay?
Yeah, I'm just checking on all of them.
Yes, please, go ahead. And can you confirm me, ma'am, have you ever used any public Wi-Fi?
No.
You don't use it, okay. So, I'm just telling you, never use any public Wi-Fi, okay, because it makes easier for the hackers to get into your IP address, okay? So in future, never use any public Wi-Fi. It's for your own safety and security. Yes.
Yeah, no, I normally don't.
You can simply log out from your first this bank, and you can log into your another bank, okay?
Yeah, well, I can't see anything on my account.
Yes, please log out from there. Please log out from there.
Log out from there, okay.
Yes.
Done that, yep. Back to my home screen.
Can you please log into your bank once again? Please log into your bank and go to your accounts.
Yeah, I'm at my account.
Once you're on your account, please let me know.
I am.
Okay. Now look at the left hand, on the right hand side corner, there will be an option, it says profile.
Yes.
Click on profile.
Done that.
Now, there will be an option, it says settings. You need to give a click on settings.
Yeah, done that.
Now, there will be an option which is daily payment limit. Just check it. What is your daily payment limit?
Yeah. 11,000.
It's 11,000, right?
That's correct.
Okay, you can go back to the previous page. Look at the right hand side top, there will be a cancel option.
That's right. Okay, done that.
Okay. Now look at the left hand side top, there will be an option, it says profile. You need to give a click on profile.
Yeah.
At the left hand side top, do you see any option, it says profile?
Yeah, did that.
Okay. And do you see your customer ID on your screen at the moment, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. You do remember your customer ID, okay? Now you can come back, you can simply log out from your Westpac and you can come to the home screen again.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a minute. Yeah, sign out. What you want me to do?
Yes, sign out from there.
Yep. And back to my home screen. Yep.
Okay. Now, you simply log into your Bendigo and check your statements now, okay?
Bendigo. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, because I don't have much to do with that.
Yes, take your time. And do you have a token? Do you have a token machine with your Bendigo?
Oh, sugar. It's been a long time since I used it. It's only for a club thing.
Sorry?
Oh, I don't use this account. It's for a club I belong to.
Okay, and do you have any token machine with you?
All right.
Now, you can simply log out from here. You can simply log out. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, just stay on the line for a moment. Let me talk to the security officer so that we can check what are the security steps we need to take. And do you have any driver's license with you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Now, just come back to your home page where you can see all your apps and stay on the line. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Just give me a moment. Yes. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. As you're talking to us for so long, I will request you to have a glass of water. I don't want you to feel thirsty. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go glass of water.
Okay. And do you live alone, ma'am, or you live with your family?
I live with my dog.
So you live alone, right?
Yes.
Okay. I understand. And it's very hard to live alone, right, ma'am? Don't you think so?
Yes.
I understand. Yes. Just give me a moment. I'm getting the confirmation from the security officer. You need to just hold the line for a moment, okay? I will get back to you. Yes. Now, I'm just transferring this call to the security officer. Okay. He's from the anti-fraud department. He's going to provide you the security to your Bendigo account as well as your Westpac because they are trying to misuse the information, okay? And can you just confirm me, ma'am, have you ever done online transactions from your Westpac to your Bendigo or Bendigo to your Westpac?
No, I don't do any. Sometimes I pay.
All right, okay, that's good. Because when we will give you the security to your accounts, There is a possible thing that we transfer your funds to one bank to another bank or to secure your funds to the for your information. Okay. So just stay on the line. I'm just transferring this call to the security officer. He's going to guide you in a better way. All right?
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Leah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Rowan Davis. I do believe I'm talking to Mrs. Barbara Lee.
That's correct, yes.
And it is your email ID, madam. barmlee1@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. The thing is that there will be a suspicious transaction has been made from the Wendigo and the Westpac either, all right? So what we need to do, we need to just simply take care of the things and we need to go ahead and put the security inside it. So first of all, we have selected to put the security onto your Westpac. I just simply want to ask you one thing. Is your Westpac and your Wendigo is interlinked? Have you transferred your fund from your Westpac to your Wendigo, madam?
Have I transferred money from Westpac to Bendigo?
Yeah.
Not lately, no. Not for a long time.
You haven't done any, in a single day? You haven't done those things?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So just give me a moment. Let me just check what I can do for you. So first of all, you just write down your Bendigo details in a piece of paper. You just write down the Bendigo details in a piece of paper. Your account details. Yeah.
What do you want me to write down?
Do you have the Bendigo account number and BSB?
Oh, my God. I should have it, but I can't.
At the top. Yes. You can see at the top onto your account. Wait. I'll just simply helping you. Click on accounts at the bottom. Click on accounts.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at the top. Can you see your BSB number 633000?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, write down your BSB number. First, write down your account name. Your full name.
Well, that account name is in a wheel. Rocking Hat Banana.
Okay, I'll just show you. You just write down your BSB, which is 633000.
633000, yes. Done that.
Yeah. And write down your account number 156390.
Yes.
338.
Yes, got that.
Yeah. Now please log out from your account.
Log off. Been a long time since I've been on this, but
right.
Look
at the top. There will be something called settings. Click on settings at the top, right hand top corner settings. Press the settings.
Just a minute, I have to log off first, don't I?
Yeah, I'll just helping you to log off. Press on settings at the right hand top corner. There will
Now,
do one thing. Look at the right hand very bottom corner. Can you see more at the right hand very bottom corner?
Mode.
M-O-R-E. Right hand very bottom corner.
Yeah,
press on that mode.
Yes.
And
yes,
can you see? Now, is there any option called log out? Press on log out.
Log out. Yep, did that.
Now press the home button. Swipe your screen bottom to top. And log in to your Westpac. Simply make you confirm something. Now once you log into your Westpac, just do let me know. Yeah.
I have done that. I've logged into Westpac.
All right. Now, once you log into your Westpac, now what you need to do, we need to protect your Westpac Choice Basics and Westpac Choice Life. All right. So first,
that's
you need to, yeah. So what, for moving those funds onto your Bendigo account, what we need to do first, we need to just collect all the funds in an Westpac account. So you just simply move your funds, which is your main account, madam, from where you make payments, like from the Westpac Choice or
yes.
Westpac Life? Westpac Choice,
Westpac
basically.
Choice.
Now click
yes.
on the dollar sign at the very bottom, press on dollar sign.
Yes.
Yeah. And there will be an option called transfer between accounts. You are just moving your funds to your own accounts. Click on transfer
yes.
between accounts, press on that.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what you need to do, can you see, you need to select your Westpac Life first because you're moving your funds from your Westpac Life. Press on Westpac Life. Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
We need to put the security onto your account. You're just moving your funds from your Westpac Life to your Westpac Choice Basics. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because once we just moving the funds, the hackers who are inside your account, they will be active and they will be anxious. So just catch
oh, okay.
those people IP address. We are just doing that. From
okay.
your Westpac Life to your Westpac Choice Basics. Click on Westpac Choice Basics.
Yes.
Now put the amount. Yeah. Not the exact amount. Put it in the round figure. Suppose you have 2,050, you need to put 2,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Done that.
Now click on transfer. Click on transfer.
Done that. Yes.
Now check. Is it transferred successfully? Look at the bottom. Press on transfer. Yeah. Now click on done.
Yes.
Now check. It is moved onto your Westpac Choice Basic. Can you see the amount
yes.
has been coming
yes.
up? Now from that amount, we need to move on to the Bendigo to protect those things. So click on the back arrow, left and top back arrow. Click on that.
Yes.
Now look at the bottom, something called pay. Press on dollar sign. Press on dollar sign.
Yes.
Now click on pay someone. Yeah, pay someone. And you need to
yes.
put your Bendigo account details. Now click on add
yes.
at the right hand. First you check whether your bank Bendigo account information has been there or not.
Okay, add?
Yeah. No, do not click on add. First you check recently paid. Where you see recently paid, scroll down, check the Bendigo account is added onto your account or not.
Just a minute. It'll be under B, shouldn't it? The Bendigo account, now that...
Try to check the Bendigo account.
No, it hasn't been added onto my...
Okay. Just check any account number ending with 338. Is there any account number showing you 338?
Well, I'll put it in the whole list.
Okay, no problem. You just click on add. Press on add. At the right hand, at the right hand top corner, press on add.
Done that.
Yeah, and what has been coming up? BSBN account. Give a click on BSBN account.
Done that.
Take it.
Yep.
Now, can you see the account name? Put your account name.
What, my account name?
Yes, your name, which is registered on the Bendigo. Put your full name. Yeah.
Okay. Done that.
Dictate. All right. Now put your BSB number. I'm giving you your BSB number. Click on the BSB. It's 633.
633. 000. 000.
Now click
yep.
on account number.
Yep. Done that.
Now click on 156. Put the account number 156.
156
390
390 338 338
Now put your nickname. Put your nickname.
I don't have one.
Yeah, scroll down. Put your first name on the nickname box. Can you see your name has been already coming up? Your nickname already coming up. Press
yes,
next.
Yes.
Yeah,
next.
Because I think it has been registered over there. Now press on next.
Okay.
This page
yeah,
already exists onto it. Click on cancel. Click on cancel. You have already added the account. Press on cancel.
Right.
Now click on cancel at the top. Click on cancel.
Yes, done that. Yep.
All right. Now just look about your name. Search, click on search, click on search. At the top, click on search.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now on the search, you just put your name. Put your name. It will be coming up. Can you see it has been coming up?
Yeah.
Your
yeah,
nine,
yeah.
Five, nine, wait, wait, wait. This is the different account. This is the different account.
Yeah, which account is this?
Okay. It is the different account. And put, just delete the name. Delete the name. Delete the name.
And what is that?
Okay, click on the X from the bottom. Erase your name from at the top. Where you see the magnifying glass, you tear your name. Yeah. And put your account number of the Bendigo. Oh, wait, madam, wait. You just simply do one thing. Okay, put your, wait, wait, you have just selected the wrong one. Click, oh, wait for
a second. Sorry.
Just give me a moment, madam.
Okay.
Okay, you just simply delete your name.
Come up in the, yeah, I've done that.
All right. Now, just give me a moment. Yeah, I put the account number there. Put the account number 156 over there.
Where do I put that?
At the top on the search. At the top on the search. Yeah. Put the account number or put the BSP number. Click on the search, type 633.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
633.
Yes, it will be coming up. Can you see that account known as Inner Will Rocky? Can you see that?
Yes.
This is your account. Click on that.
Yeah, done that.
So whose name is Inner Will Rocky?
It's a club I belong to.
Okay. Now put the amount 3500. Put it 3500.
What? Why am I doing that?
No,
why am I doing that?
So, madam, you need to just for putting providing the security onto your Westpac, you need to move your money to the Combank. Sorry, you need to move your money to your Bendigo account. All right. So that's
no,
why
it's
once
not
you put.
It's not my account. The Bendigo account is not my account.
It is not your, the Bendigo account, it is not your account?
No, it's not
whose
my
account.
Account?
Whose account is
it's
this?
It's the Rockingham Inner Wheel. It's the Inner Wheel.
But you, have the Bendigo account in your mobile phone.
I do have it in my mobile phone because sometimes the treasurer has to make payments and I've got to verify them.
Okay, no problem. The money is not going anywhere, okay? It will be going there, and once we're putting the security, I'll help you to reverse the fund from that account to your own account. With your account. Nothing will be going anywhere. I'll make promise you, madam. So you put the amount. For the time being, for the security needed, you need to move the fund onto that Bendigo, and once we just started the security, then it will be moved from there to your own account, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, simply put it 3500.
3500.
Click
yep.
on pay. Click on pay. Click on pay.
Done that.
Now click on pay at the bottom, at the very bottom. Click on pay.
Yeah.
And check.
I did.
Now put the code. Click on the code from messages at the bottom. Can you see from messages 480966? Put the code.
Yes.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Now wait. Can you see? It has been sent. It has been sent that amount. Now click on done. Click on done. Yeah. Now please log out. Close your Westpac. Now close your Westpac. Now I am going to providing you the security just for canceling those things. All right? Give me a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, just give me a moment. Yeah, now please log into your Bendigo. Log into your Bendigo.
Log into Bendigo, yeah.
Now I just help you to, we need to distract those people so So that is the reason we are just simply helping you to just canceling those hackers account, and we are just going to move the funds to your own account, okay? So look at the right hand very bottom corner. Click on the more. Right hand very bottom corner.
Yes.
Click on more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, did that.
Now click on, first we need to check, okay, just give me a moment. Now look at the very bottom, click on the more, click on more.
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah. So once you click on more, click on settings. Click on settings.
Click on.
Settings.
Settings, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, done that.
Yeah, now click on, no, look at the bottom, there will be more, madam, more. At the right hand, very bottom corner, click on more.
More, yeah.
Cindy!
Sorry about that. Bloody dog. Go on.
Yeah, click on more one more time, click on more.
Just a minute.
Okay, take your time.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Click on settings.
Where am I? Display settings. Settings.
Yeah.
The one up the top.
Sorry? Yeah. No. Yeah, there will be at the bottom. Can you see? Card support. What's new? Settings.
Oh, okay. Right. Settings. Yep. That.
Yes. Now onto the settings, scroll down.
Yep. How far?
Yeah. Now scroll down, go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So click on manage daily limits. First we need to check, like, do you have the limits or not?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, no, you need to just simply check, like, what is the limit over there? It is showing you, like, what is your limit onto that account? So that I can just help you to just simply reverse.
The 11,000, is that what you're talking about?
Okay, no, you are not understanding.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What am I?
Now, yeah, the thing is that we need to just transfer your funds from the Bendigo once we just putting the security. So we need to check, is your Bendigo limit is available or not, okay? So that we can transfer the funds from your, from the Bendigo to your Westpac, okay? So you need to click on manage daily limits. There will be an option.
Manage daily limits, yes. Looks like the limit's $1,000.
Yeah, because it is, the limit is showing you 1,000, that's why it is not able to move it. We need to change the limit. Click on pay anyone over there. Click on pay anyone so that we can just change the limit and we can just transfer your funds to the Westpac.
Well done.
Yeah.
Pay anyone, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And there will be an option. Click on the amount where you see 1,000. Just delete it.
Yes.
Just delete it. Yeah. Just delete it. And because it is just giving us in the limits, there will be two different limits. From 1,000, it will be changing to the different limit, which is for 10,000. Change the limit. Put it over there. The maximum.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Put it 10,000 over there.
How much?
10,000. Put it 10,000. We need to change the limit for 10,000 because from 1, it will be changing towards 10,000.
Yes.
Now click on update.
Okay.
Press on update. Now, swipe your screen. It will be asking you the token code. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Just swipe your screen. Do it fast. The code will be expired. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
I did that.
Yeah. And there will be a VIP access. Open that. Onto your mobile phone, there will be a VIP access. Open that.
Wait on. What do you mean VIP access?
Just next to that Bendigo application. Can you see the VIP access? The
Open that. Yes. I've done that.
Now, there will be the code will be going to generate it. Can you see the code is going to be generated? Now, please swipe your screen bottom to top. I'll providing you the code. Swipe your screen bottom to top. 20 seconds left, madam. And open the Bendigo. Just open the Bendigo. and put the code over there. Click on security token just below that on the keyboard sign. Click on that and put the code.
Just a minute.
It will be expired. You don't have the time. Click on the box. Yeah, put 014. Put 014.
014.
644. Ma'am, 014. Don't make any mistake.
Oh, hold on.
014. 644.
644.
Yeah. Click on submit. Press on submit. I think the code has been expired. Just give me a moment. Now it is changed. Can you see the limit has been changed? Can you see that? The limit has been changed for 10,000.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
Now I just simply want to help you to just move your funds. Now what we need to do, we are just changing some different things to just simply to distract those hackers. Okay. So once we are going to do, we are just going to add an electronic account and then we are going to transfer the fund. It will be just transferring it to your account. Okay. So click on account. Click on account. Click on account. Yeah. Now click on move money. Press on move money.
Move money. Yeah.
Yeah. Now once you now click on pay anyone. Give a click on pay anyone.
Pay anyone.
Yeah. Now, yes. I am just providing you the electronic details which we need to add to just simply transfer the funds from here to your Westpac to put the security. Okay. So the hackers will think that you are doing it for someone. All right. But this is yours. All right. And once they will activate you, they will get inside our electronic account. We will catch them. So click on new pay. Click on new pay.
Okay, yes.
Now click on BSBN account number at the top. Click on BSBN account number.
Yeah, done that.
Now put the name. Put the name. I'm just providing you the unwanted name, that electronic name. Put J for Jerry, J for Joker.
J, yeah.
Then O for Oscar.
O.
Then D for David.
D.
I for ice cream.
I.
E for England.
A.
Then give a space.
Give a space, yeah.
Williams. W for whiskey.
W.
I for ice cream.
I.
L for London.
L.
L for London.
L.
A for Australia.
A.
M for mother.
M.
S for sugar.
S.
Now click on BSB. Click on the BSB.
BSB.
It's 670.
670 864. How come I'm not giving all my money to you?
No. This is the electronic account, madam. All right.
Yeah, okay.
It to anybody. Yeah. Now click on the account number, because we're directly sending you to your account.
Yes.
The hackers will just blocking those amount, and that's why we are just moving the amount on the electronic account, and then it will be transferred within 5 to 10 minutes to your account, because you are using the Westpac. So put the account number 1748.
1748.
1762.
1762.
Now click on next. Press on next.
Next.
Yeah. Now click at the bottom. Click on amount. Put the amount. Click on the amount.
Amount.
And the amount is in the security code. Okay. So put the amount 5.
5.
4.
4.
5. 0.
5. 0.
Now click on done. Click on done.
Done. Yeah.
Now click on description. Click on description. You need to pretend that you are doing it for your family friend. Click on description.
Description. Yes.
Family friend. Write down family friend.
Family.
Friend.
Done that.
Click on done. Press on done. Now press on next at the bottom. Press on next.
Next.
Now click on, now swipe your screen, it will be asking you to security token. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top, madam. Open the VIP access, okay? Open the VIP access the same way we have done it. And website, just wait for a second. It will be coming up a new code. Now please swipe your screen bottom to top. We don't have time. Swipe your screen bottom to top and open the Bendigo. And I'm just giving you the code. Now.
Yeah. Open up Bendigo.
Do it fast. Now click on the token machine. Click on that, and this is giving you the code. Put the code. 00
00
44
44
24
24.
Yeah, now click on submit. Press on submit. Press on submit.
Submit.
Yeah, do it fast. Otherwise, it will be.
I did it.
Yeah. Now, can you see it has been sent over there? It is showing you it has been sent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have to simply hide the amount and it will be just simply going to be to your account. Just give me a moment, all right? Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Now, please log on from the Bendigo. Yeah, log on from the Bendigo. Just give me a moment. Sorry, madam, can you just hear me?
I have to go out shortly. I've got a taxi coming.
Within 5 minutes. Give me 5 to 10 minutes. Not more than that. Okay? You just log out from your account. Log out from your account. Yeah. Log out. Come out from the Bendigo.
Yep.
Yeah. And please log into the Westpac because we have already transferred the funds to your account. We have moved the funds. So we have just... It will be reached into your account within 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Okay? Once I got the confirmation, I'll let you know. All right, madam?
Okay.
Yeah, and this time I need to protect your credit card. So onto, just give me a moment. Onto your credit card, what we need to do, we need to just check whether any money will be going to be movable or not. So click on dollar sign at the bottom. Click on the dollar sign at the very bottom.
Yes.
Click on the credit card. Sorry, click on the credit card. Where do you see the credit card? You will click on the credit card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now just give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
All right. Now, give a click on the back arrow. I just simply tell you to click on the credit card where you see the platinum card. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. Now, wait for a second. Click on the home. Click on home. Press on home. Now, once you press on home.
Come on. That won't come up.
Okay.
Home.
Just do one thing. Yeah.
It's got a red dollar sign and then it won't, but home won't come up.
Yeah. Look at the left and top bottom corner. Click on home. Press on home.
I am.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, log out from your account and then log in one more time because the page has been freezed. The page has been freezed. Okay?
Just a minute. Right, so I'm into my account now.
Yeah, now scroll down. You need to listen to me properly. Scroll it down.
Yep.
Now click on credit card. Can you see credit card Altitude Platinum? You need to click on the Altitude Platinum, madam. Yeah.
Yes.
Now wait for a second. Now click on the Altitude Platinum, not on the settings, sir. Yeah. Now can you see? Yeah. Now just give me a moment. Just give me a moment what I can see. Now can you just... it is just allowing you. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Okay. Now look at the very bottom. Click on the dollar sign. Click on the dollar sign. Because we need to, the amount has been charged from the MasterCard. We need to protect that account. Okay. So click on transfer.
See, this is not going to take long, is it?
No. Yes, it will not take too much time. Just give me 5 to 10 minutes, all right? Because we have to transfer your funds. So once we got the confirmation, then I'll let you know and I'll leave you. Click on transfer between accounts.
Yes.
Let me just check whether the credit card options is coming out. Yeah, click on the Altitude Platinum credit card. Click on that.
Yes.
Altitude Platinum credit card. Yeah.
Yes.
Now click on your Westpac choice. Click on your Westpac choice.
Yes.
Yeah. Now put the amount over there, 7500. Put the amount. 7500.
Click
on transfer. Click on transfer.
Yeah. Done that.
Just give me a moment. Now click on done.
Yeah.
Abhi tak nahi kuch tha.
Yeah, now just do one thing. Next.
Abhi aur tak.
Where are you?
Press on home. Press on home, madam. Press on home. Yeah.
It won't come up.
Okay, close that page. Close that page. Log in to your Bendigo. Log into your Bendigo.
Oh,
I need to just check a confirmation whether the amount has been successfully transferred or not. Let me just check. It will be now. Go to your account. Click on accounts. Click on accounts. Press on accounts.
Yes. Yes. Personal.
Yeah, now click on your statements account at the top. Click on the statements account.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, done that. Yeah.
Just give me a moment. Now click on upcoming. Press on upcoming.
Yes.
Nothing. Click on statements at the bottom. Click on at the corner. Click on statements. Press on statements.
Statements, yes.
Yeah. Now click on 2023 statements.
2023, yes.
Yeah. Now click on that.
Yeah.
2023. Select that. Tap on 2023.
Yeah, done that.
Now wait for a second. Let me see what has been coming up. Okay, swipe and spring bottom to top. Swipe and spring bottom to just give me a moment. It has been, just simply do one thing. Log into the Bendigo. Open the Bendigo application.
Yeah, done that.
Click on accounts. Go to your accounts.
Right on.
At the bottom.
Accounts. Yeah, done that.
Now click on activity from the bottom. Activity.
Activity, yes.
Now just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, madam.
Yes, yes.
All right, can you hear me, madam?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the amount which we have transferred, it is on pending and it will be credited. I'll let you know at what time, all right? So just give me 5 minutes more. Oh, yeah. Now, click on more at the right-hand corner. Click on more. Because we have changed the limit, I think the limit has not been changed yet, and that's why it is taking some more time.
Okay.
So click on more.
Okay.
Now, click on settings.
Yes. Done that.
Now, all right. Now scroll down the page. Scroll it down.
Yeah.
Now click on manage daily limits. You will click on manage daily limits and you need to
just done that.
Yeah. Now just give me a moment. Alright. Now the limit is showing you 10,000 or 1,000 over there.
10,000.
Okay. So you just come out from that page. You just come out from the page. Now this time I need to provide the security onto your Westpac, okay? Onto your Westpac.
Okay.
Yeah. Now log into your Westpac. Log into your Westpac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now click on close the Westpac page. Close the Westpac page properly. And log in it one more time. Yeah.
I've done that, yes.
Yeah. Now, what we need to do, we need to protect your credit card the same way we have done with your Westpac Life. Now, click on the dollar sign at the bottom. Can you see the credit card funds has been added? Now, click on the dollar sign. Yeah. Now, click on pay someone once again. Click on that.
Click on.
Pay someone.
Pay someone, yes.
Yeah. Now, click on to your, that inner Willy Rocky. Click on that. The first one. Just give me a moment. And okay, you just click on cancel, madam. Click on cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah. Now once you click on cancel, close your Westpac. Because the first account is not security where it is putting on hold.
What do I have to close?
You need to close your Westpac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as we started the security, you do not need to allow to make any payment from the Westpac. All right. So for the time being, what we are going to do, we are just moving the phone to just protecting your credit card.
My taxi is here.
Just give me one minute, madam. Your taxi is here. No problem. So you need to just tell me when you will be free, madam.
Probably 3 o'clock.
Probably 3 o'clock,
yes,
right?
Yes.
All right.
3 p.m., yes.
3 p.m., all right, no problem. And the thing is that you did not need to discuss those things to anybody. You need to understand that. Otherwise, what happens, the amount which we have transferred to your account, it will be going to be declined, and your information are going to be misused, all right?
Okay.
So you did not need to disclose these things to anybody, not any of the security things, and I'll be getting in touch with you, madam, at 3 o'clock. I do believe you will be available, right?
I will be available, yes.
Yeah. And please remember my name. My name will be Ron Davis, madam, all right?
Ron Davis.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay.
So, can I get in touch with you if I have to?
Yes.
What's your number?
You can write down my number.
Yep.
Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, madam.
Yes.
Give me a minute, madam. Give me a moment.
Yes.
At first, you write down my name.
Yes.
Okay. And remember one thing, because if you're going to disclose those things to anybody, what will happen?
I won't be seeing anybody. I'm only going to the dentist.
Not even your family members. The thing is that we don't know who the people are, all right? Because the thing is that you are talking to me so long, so you understand the fact what is going on. If you're talking to somebody, they will tell you this, they will tell you that, and somehow your account is getting locked and the amount is getting on hold. And we need to provide the security on your details, as well as we will just simply
reset your account. So what's your number?
Yeah, just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. I'm providing you the number of the head office, all right?
Yes.
Just give me a moment. So you can just simply call on that number at 3 o'clock or before 3 o'clock once you reach your home. You need to tell them that I want to talk to Mr. Ron Davis. Can you just connect this call to him, all right?
Yes.
Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, just write down the number.
044-82-090-295.
Okay. Repeat that number.
Four four eight two zero nine zero two nine five.
Correct.
Good. Okay.
Now you just simply take rest or you just go for your appointment. Once you come back, just please call on that number.
Will do. Thank you, Ron.
And it needs to be confidential, all right? Remember that.
Yes.
Capital one.
Yes.
Lovely, madam. Lovely. I'm going to take your call, okay?
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.